Now, do you have different names for them, depending on what color they are?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, so you call them all highways?
Highways.
Okay.
And they got different numbers.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about, you know, what they look like. Mm. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a special name for it, or would you just call it a ditch?
A ditch?
Uh-huh. By a graded road in level country, where they dug the road out, dug fill out for the road?
Sure. They would call it a... They have no other name with ditch, I don't think.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
I don't understand what you
said. Okay, a worthless dog.
Dog?
Yeah, and it just hangs around and eats and it doesn't do any work, just sort of lies around the house, or lies around the yard.
You call him a starving, don't you?
Okay. what name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make to each other? They go, what do you call that?
I didn't understand that.
Okay, what the sound that horses make to each other?
Horses
or mules, and they go,
you call that nickling, man.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone shaped like this that children like to play with?
Yeah, pull bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and now it's grown back again.
The second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
What do you call bread? Smell like cornmeal.
No, it's bread that's made out of cornmeal. What do you call it? You know, you can have white bread, and then you can have...
No.
Oh, I know you know what I'm talking about. It's so good. It's bread, but yeah. You, instead of making it out of white flour, you make it out of cornmeal. And you, instead of making it in a loaf, you just make it in a little pan or something.
In a pan.
Or in a skillet.
I wouldn't call it a pancake, will you?
Well, now I'm thinking about something else. What I'm wondering is if you'd say cornbread or corn or pone bread or corn pone or hoe cake.
My mom used to make me call it pone bread. Pone bread.
And was that made out of cornmeal?
Yes.
Well, now how were they? Where did you cook them?
You can be called muffin. One thing, you know. You made out of cornbread, you can put them in a muffin pan, you know, and the round ones.
So they make these little round things that sort of sit up.
You call them muffins, made out of cornbread.
Okay. Well now, what about hush puppies or corn dodgers? Do you ever have those? Hush puppies or corn dodgers, they're little things. Make them out of cornmeal and drop them in hot fat.
Sure.
Did you ever have any of those?
No, I never had any of those.
Well, now what about cornmeal dumplings? Did you ever have any of those? Or did you have dumplings that were made out of white flour?
I have all of mine made out of white flour.
Uh-huh, okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Okay. Well, now, is ash cake wrapped up in anything, or do you just put it right
down? You're wrapped up in a green collard leaf. A collard green leaf. That's what I see my mama and Annie cook.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap them up and lay them in the fry in a collard green leaf.
Mm-hmm. And then they get a good hard crust on them like that?
Yeah. They put cool ash on first, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kind of warm, and then they put the more hot one on top of them.
I bet that's good.
It do eat good.
Well now, does that taste different from just ordinary old cornbread?
It tastes a little bit different.
Uh-huh. Is it better?
Well, in a way, it tastes better.
Uh-huh.